Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Brachot Daf Chet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the opinion of Rabban Gamliel and the story that follows in the Mishnah with his sons coming home from a wedding feast after midnight, not yet having said Shema. Amar Yudom Ashmol Halacha Ke Rabban Gamliel. So the rule is like Rabban Gamliel, you could say Kriyat Shema all night. Tanya Rabban Shimon Yochai Omer. Pamim Shadam Kori Kriyat Shema Shtei Pamim Balayla. Achat Koren Shalom Rashachar Vachat Lachar Shem Rashachar. So there are two versions of this Braita. Version number one, Shimon Yochai says that you could say Kriyat Shema twice in one night, one just before dawn and one just after dawn. V'yotzei Ben Yirei Chavato Achat Shem Vachat Shalayla. V'yotzei both the daytime Shema and the nighttime Shema. That's the Braita. Now, Hagufa Kasha, there's an inherent contradiction, internal contradiction in the Braita. Amar Pamim Shadam Kori Kriyat Shema Vishtei Pamim Balayla. You introduced it by saying you could say Kriyat Shema twice in one night, which means you're referring to that time period as night. Al Malachar Shalom Shachar Lelyu. It's still night after dawn. Vaharatani Yotzeben Yidachvot Ochach Shem Vachach Shalayla. And then you said you could be Yotze day and night. Al Midimamahu. So you see that it's daytime. The answer is no. Leolam Leolyahu. Really, it's nighttime. The reason we call it day and say you could be Yotzei daytime Shema is the Ika Inshe the time in Baheshata. Because some people are already waking up at that time, and therefore it can be liberally called Yom. And we rule like Shema Yochai that we could stretch the time of Shema all the way until Amar Shachar as per Megamliel, and also the morning Shema could start as early as Amar Shachar. Some people learned that his statement that Alachakum Shema Yochai is on the other version of the bright, that the time Shema Yochai Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Here he's quoting his Rabbi. Sometimes you could say Kriyat Shema twice in the same day. Now the barrier now is not Amud HaShachar, but rather sunrise. Hanetz HaChama. Hanetz, by the way, is a verb. So it's not proper ever to talk about Netz without the hey. Hanetz HaChama, the budding of the sun, as it were. So you can say Shema once just before Hanetz and once after Hanetz, and B'yotzei both Achat Shalim Achat Shalayla. And now the same problem. Haguf Kasha. You have an internal contradiction. Amar Pamim Shalom Kori Kriyat Shema Shtei Pamim B'yom. You're calling both of them daytime. Alma Kodem Hanetz HaChama Yamamahu. So you see that before sunrise, it's called day. And then you said you could be Yotze one for day, one for night. So you see that that time is called night. The answer is though, Leolam Yimamahu, we're going to give the same answer. Really, it's daytime. The whole time is daytime. Why are we allowing it to be Laila? Which means, by the way, we are extending Rabban Gamliel significantly past Amar HaShachar and saying that you could even read up until sunrise. That there are some people who are still asleep at that time. Normal people are all up by sunrise in their world, but between dawn and sunrise, people are still sleeping. So that's the other version that he said on this Braita. Now, of course, it'd be very hard to accept both of these Braitot, although the Rashbah does, and to say that you could read Kriyat Shema Shel Laila all the way until Hanetz HaChama and start saying Kriyat Shema Shel Yom earlier than that. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira just says that if you say Kriyat Shema, and now we're assuming not just Kriyat Shema, but the whole Tefillat Arvit, or at least Bechot Kriyat Shema, and if you say them after Amud HaShachar, before Hanetz HaChama, you can't say Hashkivenu, because it's not going to sleep time. The fact that Rabbi Shimon Levi said that halachas were like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was not said explicitly. We inferred it from something that happened. There were two rabbis, two students, who got drunk at the wedding of Rabbi Shimon Levi's son. So they came to their rabbi, and they said, well, can we still say Kriyat Shema? Evidently, it was past Amud HaShachar. We can rely on Shema Bar Yochai in exigent times, meaning that normally we wouldn't allow Shema to be said so late, but given the circumstances, we'll allow you to say Kriyat Shema even now, after Amud HaShachar, up until Hanetz HaChama. So that means that Rabbi Shimon Levi saying Havachakum Shema Yochai means is a last resort. Okay, in the Mishnah, we told the story about his sons coming back from a wedding feast. And they asked their own father, can we say Shema if it's after Chatzot? But Hashalosh Milahudu Rabbi Gamliel, they never heard their father's opinion? so that there was Talmud Shachar. Hachi Kamerle, this is what happened. They said to him, Rabbanan Pligi Lavach, Yechi Rabban Malach Grabim, is it that the Chachamim essentially disagree with you and say Chatzot is the real time, in which case Halacha is the Chachamim, because you're a soul voice? Or perhaps the Rabbanan agree with you, essentially. And the only reason they said you have to say Shema by midnight is just to keep people from sinning. Amar Lahu, what did he answer? We all agree that really Shema is all night. You have to say Shema. The reason they said until Chatzot is to keep somebody far from sinning, as we already saw in the Braita from the Avot Rabbi Natan. So the Mishnah then extends it and says Hektar Chalavim Ve'Varim is until dawn. But wait, there's a question on Megamliel, because Megamliel is saying that all those places where it says until Chatzot, it's really all night. But Hektar Chalavim Ve'Varim, as I mentioned when we studied the Mishnah, it does not say until Chatzot. Those really are until all night. So this is what Gamliel said to his sons. We're reconstructing the discussion, the late night discussion. Meaning, even the Rabbanan that say until Chatzot, the mitzvah is until Amar Shachar. The only reason they said Chatzot was Kedei Lachika Damin Avira. Right, so now Rabbi Gamliel was saying, "I don't say it's to Chatzot, but I'm invoking the fact that the Chacham who said to Chatzot was only as a precaution." Now, Hektar Chalavim, the Mishnah mentioned Hektar Chalavim Ve'Varim. It did not mention Achilat Pesachim, and as if you know, from the very end of Masechet Pesachim, there's a famous machloka between Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, we'll see it right now, and Rabbi Akiva, as to whether or not Korban Pesach is eaten until midnight or until dawn. Rabban Azar is the opinion until midnight. Machloket, that's Tosot's position. Rambam's position is like Rabbi Kiva. V'ilach lepsachim lo tani. Psachim is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Urmin he watched this challenge. Kriyat Shema Arvit. Halel v'leile psachim v'achila pesach mitzatam ha'mshal on ha'shachar. We have a brayta that says that Kriyat Shema and Halel on Pesach night and eating the Pesach is until dawn. Rav Yosef Lokasha, the answer is there's no contradiction. Harab Elazar ben Azariah, that's our Mishnah. Harab Akiva is that bright up. The Tanya, here we go. V'achluta v'asab alay lahazen. Hashem commands us in Mitzrayim to eat the flesh of the Korban Pesach on this night. Abos ben Azariah, Mer Nimar kam b'alay lahazen, nor lalahan b'alavar to v'etzuzayim b'alay lahazen. God uses the same terminology, b'alay lahazen, to describe Makat Mechorot. I'm going to pass through Mitzrayim on this night. Mal halan ad chatzot, just like Makat Bechorot was at midnight. Afkan al Chatzot. So Pesach is only eaten until midnight. Amar Rabbi Akiva, lo kvar nemar b'chipazon. But the Torah also says you have to eat it in haste, meaning ad shat chipazon, until the moment of the hasty leaving Egypt, which is in the morning. So Rabbi Akiva says, so why does it say balayla hazeh if you can eat it all night? I might think that you could eat Korban Pesach like any other kochim, which is during the day. Therefore it says you have to eat it balayla. Balayla unachav lo bayom. Now, bishtam alo b'lozma nazariya, di'it leim gzera shava. According to b'lozma nazariya, who has the gzera shava, hazeh hazeh, it's rach l'michtav lehazeh. He needs the word hazeh in order to establish the gzera shava, so that it's till midnight. L'bikiva hay hazeh me'avidle. According to Rabbi Kiva, why does it say balayla hazeh? It's a balayla. That would tell you what Rabbi Kiva says it needs to tell you, which is it's eaten at night. The answer is the mute halayla acheru da'ata. To tell you, you can't eat it the next night. Sakadaita chameina, I might have thought, ho, Pesach kochim kalim, ushlamim kochim kalim. After all, Pesach is a subset of shlamim. What do we know about shlamim? Mashlamim nachalim, nishlamim v'layla chad. Shlamim is eaten on the day that you offer it, that night, and the next day. So they're off for Pesach, nechal shnei lelot, makom shnei yamim. So therefore, Pesach just substitute day for night. V'nechal shnei lelot v'yom achad. And therefore, I might think the Pesach is eaten on the night of the 15th, the day of the 15th, and the night of the 16th. Just invert it. Kamash Malan, Balayla Hazeh. Therefore, the Torah says, Balayla Hazeh, Balayla Hazeh, Unachav, and Orchel, Balayla Hazeh. It's eaten on this night and no other night. From Elazar ben Azariah, how does he answer that? He says, Miloto Tirad Boker Nafka. The Torah already says you can't leave it over till morning, so that already tells you there's no other night available. And therefore, Hazeh is there to tell you midnight. Rabbi Kiva says, Imihat Mevamena, my Boker, Boker Sheni. I said, Lotatur Menard Boker might mean the morning of the 16th, meaning the next morning. You have the night, the day, the night, and don't leave it over till the next morning. Rabbi Elazar, what's his answer? Malach, go Boker, Boker Rishonu. Anytime it says Boker, it means the next morning. It doesn't mean some later morning. V'hanitanoi k'hanitanoi. And this machloket parallels an earlier machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, who are, of course, Rabbi Kiva's Rabbein. Sham tizbach te pesach ba'erev kivor ha-shemesh mo'is etcham mitzvah. This is Parshat Re'ei. Rabbi Eliezer omer, ba'erev atazuveach, you slaughter it in the afternoon. Uvor ha-shemesh atalochel, you eat it at night. Mo'is etcham mitzvah atasoif, and you burn it at the time that you left mitzvah, which is in the morning. Yeshua omer, ba'erev atazuveach, you slaughter it in the afternoon, in the evening. Kivor ha-shemesh atalochel, you eat it at dark. And you can eat it all the way until the time you leave Mitzrayim, which means Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is like Rabbi Akiva, that it can be eaten all night. It's not so clear that Rabbi Eliezer really disagrees, but Rabbi Eliezer stating it differently indicates that you don't eat it all the way until dawn, but you burn it at dawn. We're going to get a little background here with the machloka between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. Everybody agrees that the essential deliverance was at night. God took you out at night. We didn't really leave, but the Makat Bechorot, which ensured it, happened at night. We actually walked out during the day. In the Masei Bnei Yisrael, as an example, it says that Bnei Yisrael walked out the day after the Pesach. They only disagreed, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagree about what is the time of haste, of chipazon. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah savar, my chipazon, chipazon de Mitzrayim. It's when the Egyptians were all tumulted, which is at midnight. Rabbi Kiva savar, my chipazon, chipazon de Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva says, who's chipazon? Yisrael's chipazon. That's why they had to eat the Korban Pesach with their shoes on and their loins girded and their suitcases packed, ready to go. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says it's until dawn, which is when we had to run. So the pasuk says Hashem took us out at night, but Hashem took us out in the morning. How do we reconcile? The gula began at night, and that of course brings us back to Daf Dalet with Machlok Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi about smichat gula l'tefila at night, whether or not the gula at night was significant enough to include. We end with a couple of agadot relating to Yitziat Mitzrayim. Hashem said to Moshe just before Makat Bechorot, "Daber na ba'oznei ha'am." The word "na" in Tanakh, like the Ben Ezra says, usually means or always means "now." But the way in Rabbinic Hebrew, "na" means "please," so we're going to read it that way. Why would Hashem say, "Please speak to the people and have them borrow gold and silver, or ask for gold and silver"? Amar Rabbi Yana, "Ein na l'shon bakasha." Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. So Hashem said to Moshe, "Bakasha mimcha, please." Please ask Bnei Israel to go and ask for gold and silver vessels from the Egyptians and the clothing. I don't want Avram to come and complain to me and say, you were ready to fulfill the decree that they would be enslaved. But you didn't fulfill the decree that they would leave with great wealth. So Amrulo, so what did they say to Moshe? They said, "Halavai, let's just get out ourselves. Who cares about the gold?" It's like a guy who's in prison. People came and said to him, "Tomorrow we're going to let you out of prison and give you a lot of money." And he says back to them, "You know what? Get me out today and I won't ask for anything." Okay? I'm not sure everybody would say that, but that's the way you read it. Now, Vayash Ilum, it says Bnei Yisrael demanded of them, as it were. Amar Biyami Melamed Shehish Ilum Bal Korcham, that they were forced. Who was forced? Ikadam Bal Korcham Mitzrayim, the Egyptians were forced to give over their gold. Ikadam Bal Korcham to Yisrael, or maybe the Jews were forced. Madam Bal Korcham to Mitzrayim, Tehtiv Unvat Bayit Techalek Shalal, that we divided up the spoils of the fancy house, referring to the house of Mitzrayim. Israel, but as far as why would it be a force to Israel? Because they have to schlep this stuff. And so now it says that they exploited Egypt and taken this gold. What's Vayinatzlu? So we're going to make it like a mitzudah, like a trap that has no, like an empty field that's been stripped of all its grain. Or like a lake that has all the fish taken out, and it's all empty. Okay, in the very famous scene at the bush, Moshe says to Hashem, "They're going to ask me what your name is, what should I tell them?" And he says, "Ehyeh asher ehyeh, I am that I am." Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. This very famous piece, Rashi quotes in his Perush on Chumash. Lechem Olam LeYisrael. Ani Ayitin Yichem Achem Shibud Zeh. I've been with you in this Shibud. Vani Achem Yichem Achem Shumun Achuyot. I'll be with you in later servitudes when you're enslaved and exiled. He said, what should I tell them about future enslavements? Don't they have enough problems now? Let's just deal with this one. So don't tell them, just say, Yahya has sent me to you. And now we go to Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel. We already saw a drasha on this. Aneni, Adonai Aneni. Why did he say Aneni twice? Answer me that the fire should come down and eat everything on the Mizbeach, devour it. And make sure also that they shouldn't say that this is wizardry. You have caused their hearts to turn in the wrong way. So I want you to make sure that they see that this is a miracle and understand that I am a shaliach and not to think that I am some wizard. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up the next Mishnah, which in some is Mishnah Bet, and others is Mishnah Dalad. In the meantime, we'll pick it up in that Mishnah dealing with the Rosh Hashanah in the next podcast, and everybody should have a wonderful day.